This is a Voyascape podcast. You can find all of our travel podcasts from around the world at voyascape.com.
This episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. If you're anything like us, you don't just book trips, you run the numbers first. Is this flight actually a deal? Is that premium card pulling its weight? Should I use points here or save them for something better? Well, that's exactly what Smart Travel dives into. They break down which travel cards actually earn their keep and which ones just look impressive in your wallet. They'll walk you through the quick math for knowing when to pay with points versus cash, and they explain how to get real value from your rewards instead of settling for that tiny reward button at checkout. It's thoughtful, research-backed travel finance delivered in a way that feels approachable and actually useful the next time you're about to hit purchase. Travel smarter and spend less with help from NerdWallet. Follow Smart Travel wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a Voyascape podcast. You can find all of our travel podcasts from around the world at voyascape.com.
This episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. You know when you're at a party and someone casually drops a travel finance tip that makes you rethink every trip you've ever booked? That's the energy Smart Travel brings. Except it's backed by serious research and delivered in a way that's actually fun to listen to. They cover topics like which flight deals are actually deals and which are just clickbait, how to get value from your points instead of settling for that tiny reward at checkout, and the smartest ways to book flights without laying that exhausting game of guess the cheapest day. If you care about traveling well and not overspending to do it, this is a show you'll want in your rotation. Travel smarter and spend less with help from NerdWallet. Follow Smart Travel wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? DeAndre Koch here for another weekly edition of The Quick Hits, our up-to-date news in the world of points, miles, and travel. I'm going to go ahead and get this fired off with a bit of good news to start your weekend, a feel-good moment that I shared in our newsletter, or separately from my newsletter. I put this in a separate email out to all of our readers, but also I put in the WhatsApp community chat, and there were so many great emojis and reactions. I'm just going to jump into it. If you recall, back in last year, Taryn and I recorded a whole podcast episode about our trip to Roatan in Honduras. We stayed at the Grand Kempton Roatan. I had talked for a year before that about how I got the IHG Premier One card, or Taryn did, and we used those points to stay there. So we had an incredible time in Roatan. It was a phenomenal experience, and I highly recommend going there. Now, part of that story included, while we were out basically having dinner and then kind of bumping through different bars and such, we were not able to get a taxi to get back to our hotel or find one. And so kind of randomly, a guy said, "Hey, are you looking for a ride? I can take you to your hotel." And as shady as it sounded, basically said yes, which from traveling for years, there are certain times you feel like, hey, you can say yes to these things and certain times you can't. Well, said yes. And this guy, his name was William, as we were driving, basically asked him what were some of the top things to do on the island, he thought, or from his experience, because he's local from the island. He shared some of his ideas. That next day, he picked us up at our hotel and took us on a excursion or a number of excursions around the island, sat with our stuff at the car. Overall, great experience. Come to find out, actually, he works for one of the bars that's on that main strip in the West End, and he actually drives pretty regularly. That's what he does, basically like an Uber, but just not as official. Well, anyway, I talked about that in the episode, and then I talked about it on our YouTube as well, and I basically set up a way that people can go ahead and grab his number, and I get pinged every time someone requests it, and we have literally close to, if not over, 100 requests for his number. I reached out to him recently just to check in and see how he was doing, and this was his response back to me. I reached out to him in Spanish. He responded back to me in Spanish. I'm translating this. Basically, his message back was, "My friend, for a long time I've wanted to write to your page, but I lost all my contacts. Thank God you reached out to me, and now I can save your contact again. I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you so much. You have no idea. Many people have written to me, and I've received many bookings from you. I'm very grateful, and I will never forget it. Thanks to God and to you, I've had a lot of clients, and they've all left very happy. I hope to see you again someday, my friend. Thank you. Truly, I don't have words to express how grateful I am, because thanks to you, I've had a lot of work and that has helped my family. Thank you, my friend. I hope to see you someday. I wanted to share that because a lot of that has come from you all, those of you who have requested his information, those of you who have chatted with him, have set up driving opportunities with him. If you have been to Roatan, got a guy for you, obviously, as well. But I wanted to talk through the power of community, because I think community is the biggest thing that we can do with what we have here, with the Boldly Go brand, with you all that listen to this every single week. And that's why I'm super excited to announce that we have an official weekend that has been picked and chosen by you all for our first ever meetup. And big shout out to the party planning committee who has been a part of putting this together. So that's going to be February 5th through the 7th in Miami. Very, very, very early on the details, so we don't have the places yet or the place that we will be or what we'll be doing. But February 5th through 7th, I've already seen people saying, hey, I've already blocked it off on my calendar, looking forward to it, excited to meet. People have already made reservations at different places. Of course, we're going to try to make sure you can get the points places, the Hyatts, the Hiltons, the IHGs. We're going to try to find, when I say we, I mean the party planning committee, is going to try to find something that's centrally located where there's multiple options, because, well, all of us can't book on points in the same hotel because they'll use up all the points award rooms. But long story short, February 5th through 7th next year, Taryn and I are super excited to get a chance to meet all of you all, hang out by a pool somewhere, hang out by the beach, talk points and miles, and who knows, we'll figure out what else we do. It's going to be a lot of fun, but super excited for that. So jumping into all the things that you actually came here for when it comes to your news of travel and points and miles. First off, the current transfer bonuses with Citi Thank You Rewards, 25% transfer bonus to Avianca Life Miles, as well as a 30% transfer bonus to Virgin Atlantic. Both of those are good through April 18th. There is a transfer bonus from Choice Points to Air France KLM Flying Blue, which is really interesting. This is a 100% transfer bonus from Choice to KLM Flying Blue, and that's going to be good through April 24th of this month. Now, I haven't really given much thought, but technically, I think you could do Citi Points 1 to 2 to Choice, and then essentially double that again with the 100% transfer bonus to KLM Flying Blue. I haven't actually tried this or see if it makes sense or worth it to do, but just right now as I'm thinking through before this Citi devaluation happens, basically, you could squeeze out quadruple points almost going from Citi to KLM. Someone fact check me on that if that's actually possible. Then also there's Chase Ultimate Rewards, 20% transfer bonus to Air Canada Aeroplan. That's good through the end of this month, as well as 70% transfer bonus to IHG. Wouldn't necessarily recommend that unless you're trying to top off for a stay with IHG specifically. And then lastly, Capital One, 30% transfer bonus to Japan Airlines, which is good until the end of this month, April, as well. So it seems like Lulu is trying to combat those who are basically using their Amex Platinum cards to get the Lulu benefit. This isn't the case in all stores. There are some reported stores. There's a whole thread on Reddit about this. But it looks like, as of right now, some stores are requiring that if you buy a Lulu gift card, it has to be in multiples of 50. Not all everyone's doing that. Other places, and most places, it looks like are requiring one credit card per gift card purchase as well as one gift card per customer per day. So just so you know, if you do go into Lulu and actually are just looking to get the gift card, that could be a little bit of an impedance. As of right now, I don't see information on if that's affected online. I'm pretty sure it probably isn't. Now, me personally, I love Lulu, and as I mentioned, it's right next to my office, so I go in there, I get $75 off whatever I want to buy that day. I don't ever buy the gift card, but if you are more of a gift card builder or user, or you don't really like Lulu and you wanted to do it for gifting purposes, I could see where this could be a little bit of more of a headache.
You've heard me talk about Bilt as the loyalty program that lets you earn points on rent wherever you live, and they just leveled up even more. As of 2026, homeowners can also earn up to 1.25x points on their mortgage payments. This is thanks to Bilt's three new credit cards, the Palladium Card, Obsidian Card, and Blue Card, All three turn your housing payments, rent or mortgage, into flexible rewards, so you can choose the card that fits your lifestyle without missing out on points and exclusive benefits. Bilt points can be redeemed at top airlines and hotels, Amazon.com purchases, future rent payments, and even more. Bilt points have also been ranked by top publications as the industry's most valuable points currency. Your housing payment is already your biggest expense. Make it your most rewarding. Find the card that fits your lifestyle and apply today at joinbilt.com/journey. That is joinbilt.com/journey. Make sure to use our URL so they know that we sent you. Terms and limitations apply. Subject to approval and eligibility, Bilt cards are issued by Column NA, member FDIC, pursuant to license from MasterCard International Incorporated.
Unfortunately, American Express Amex has said that they're going to completely end their transfer to Etihad guests by the end of June, which is super unfortunate. In some ways, I think because we're losing a transfer partner. The other component, though, is Etihad is one of the hardest places to deal with when it comes to transferring points to, just because they have the strictest cancellation policies of all airlines, at least at this point. So I don't know many people that were planning trips well in the distance for Etihad because things were so strict, but that was also a great way if you were trying to fly the residence or one of their other specialty cabins. Obviously, we're losing a transfer opportunity with Amex taking them away. If you're not using shopping portals in your points and miles strategy, you are missing out significantly. We've talked about shopping portals a lot on the show. We've had a whole podcast about them and blog post as well. Rakuten is probably the one that most people in the points and miles world use. There are other ones like the American Airlines shopping portal and others, but Rakuten is definitely, of all of them, the best, I would say, especially because now you can get your points that built up through Rakuten to go to Amex or to Bilt, which is amazing. And right now, mentioning all this because they are doing an enhanced referral bonus for referring to them. So if you have a P2, you have a friend that you're trying to get the points and miles, now's the time to act because you're going to get either $50 cash or 5,000 Amex points or 5,000 Bilt points if you refer someone to Rakuten by June 30th, and here's the key word, and that person spends $50 or more within 90 days of signing up. So you can't just refer them. They actually have to use it through their regular online shopping. This is such a no-brainer and so easy to do if you absolutely can. If you do not use Rakuten yet, we will have our link in the show notes so that you can use ours. We'd love for you to consider doing so if you have not set yourself up with Rakuten yet. But basically, shopping portals are a way to very, very easily, through your regular online shopping, boost the points that you earn just through the regular spending at places like Viator, Expedia, Nike Online, all these different places, super easy to use. Talking about easiness, right now there's a great opportunity to boost your Capital One mileage balance if you have this targeted offer. And more specifically, this is for your Capital One offers. Cardholders are getting highly targeted DoorDash offers that are pretty amazing. Some users are seeing around 5,000 miles for just a single DoorDash purchase, but others have gone as high as 14,000 miles for just completing one order. So that means you can literally, through DoorDash, order some Taco Bell right to your house and get up to 14,000 miles we're seeing for Capital One, and it's completely easy to do. So here's where to look. Don't check the shopping portal. Instead, log into your account and scroll down to the Capital One offer section. And one thing to know, if you do see a lower amount first, keep scrolling. Some users found the 13K or 14K versions hidden farther down the list. So if you are someone who uses DoorDash from time to time or are thinking about what you want to eat tonight, well, double check that this is not in your Capital One offers first before placing that order. And we have no idea how long this is going to last. So it's one of the things where if you do see it, it may make sense to just pull the trigger sooner rather than later. If you're looking for some new luggage, well, listen up. I actually found this super well-timed and attractive. We actually had a discussion in our WhatsApp community chat a few weeks ago about different luggages and brands of luggage that different people use. People talked about all sorts of different things that they loved about their different luggages. One of the ones that were recommended the most was Away luggage. I've never used Away, but I actually am in need for some larger checked luggage right now. And right now, there is an offer that Chase has done for the Sapphire Reserve cards to get $200 back after spending $500 or more at Away. So specifically the luggage brand. And you could stack that with the shopping portal as well for some really nice savings. So if you are looking for some new luggage and you have the Chase Sapphire Reserve, here's your opportunity to get $200 back plus shopping portal stacks with Away luggage. If you've been planning a trip to Tokyo, Japan, and you're staying at the Park Hyatt Tokyo, or that's on the radar, which is pretty hard to get into, keep an eye out for this. And this is actually comes from 1 mile at a time, that the hotel is currently undergoing a massive renovation. But what's causing a lot of stir, basically, is that the property recently updated its profile to classify itself as a resort. And I know it doesn't sound big, but with the Hyatt universe, if you're classified as a resort, the hotel is no longer required to provide the guaranteed 4 p.m. late checkout for globalist members. And since the hotel is reducing its room inventory during this renovation that's in phases, people are arguing or thinking that this is a tactical move to push guests out earlier and manage tight turnarounds. So if this is a stay on your radar, you already have it booked coming up, just something to keep in mind that you may not be able to get that 4 p.m. late checkout even as a globalist, even at such an aspirational property that you've been looking to stay at for quite a while. The first ever Park Hyatt All-Inclusive is coming to Cancun next year, which I'm super excited about. It's literally going to be called the Park Hyatt Riviera Maya, and it's Hyatt's first ever Park Hyatt brand that's fully inclusive or all-inclusive. So super random here, but as you know, we love going down to Mexico, Cancun, Tulum area. So this is something that's definitely going to be on the radar to check out. We've covered almost all of the Secrets properties down there. So I'm excited to see what this one is going to be about. Not sure we'll get there next year, but definitely going to put it on our list as a place to consider. Some of the biggest news coming out of United this week is that they just took a page out of Delta's playbook, and it's a pretty massive shakeup for the Mileage Plus program. Because basically now, or starting now, your United credit card isn't just a way to earn miles, it's essentially your admission ticket into their program's best features. So earning rates on paid flights are being slashed for non-card holders by 2 miles per dollar, while card holders actually are seeing an increase. And it gets even steeper for budget travelers. If you're flying basic economy, you now earn 0 miles unless you have a United card. And then on the redemption side, cardholders now get a 10 to 15% discount on all award flights. Plus, United has been essentially sectioning off more of that saver award space specifically for cardholders and elites. In one test that we found, or that was found, I should say, 6 out of 7 business class seats to London were available at the lower price for cardholders, while non-cardholders saw nothing. And I think that means that United's statement's pretty loud and clear. They care more about you carrying their card than they do about your actual seat in the plane. So if you fly United even just once or twice a year, holding one of their cards went from more of just nice to have to being pretty essential, especially if you are, again, flying more than just a couple of times a year. If United is a big hub that you're tied to and you may not have focused on them because of transferable points and all the other things we talked about, it may make a lot more sense now for you to have a United card. So I haven't really talked much about JetBlue increasing its baggage fees because I figured once that first domino falls, the rest is likely going to follow. We know United quickly followed suit last week as well. Well, now Delta and Southwest have done the same, which I'm pretty sure that means American Airlines is next. Hopefully, if you either have status or a credit card with these airlines, you're not paying the baggage fees. But basically, everybody's going with this $10 baggage fee increase across the board. Delta announced that starting, well, when this airs, basically yesterday, so Thursday, April 8th, it will be increasing baggage fees. First bag checked bag fee, $45, which is a $10 increase. Second checked bag fee, $55, also a $10 increase. But the third checked bag fee, $200, which is a $50 increase. Southwest is launching basically the same thing, starting, I believe, So on April 9th, basically any reservation booked or changed, it's going to have the new pricing. First check bag, $45. Second check bag, $55. These are both $10 baggage fee increases. So it was inevitable. Once one airline, especially a major airline, says they're going to do it, everyone's going to follow suit because they can't be the person or the airline to say that they didn't do it, which is ironic because Southwest was so much about baggage being free for so long. But also at the same time, they're taking advantage of the fuel prices going up and everything else. And likely, even if fuel prices go back down or fuel becomes free, hypothetically, they're not going to take this one back down. So unfortunately, this is just a new expense that's going to come with travel for those that are checking a bag and don't have status or credit card perk that may pay for it, unfortunately. If you're familiar with Rove, they've been stacking new transfer partners like Thanos was adding Infinity Stones to the Infinity Gauntlet. Because hopefully you guys recognize I'm a huge nerd, and so you got the Marvel reference there. But regardless, they added Virgin Airways, Virgin Red as a one-to-one transfer partner. So now you have a new option with Rove points to be able to transfer to another airline or Virgin Red, which also works for their cruises and other experiences as well. I mentioned this in the WhatsApp chat. I thought this was available for everybody, but this is actually a targeted promo that right now you can earn plus 5 points on gas and EV charging, and that's a 1,000 max bonus points with the offer through Bilt. I'm really enjoying my Bilt card. The points post very quickly. They have a lot of these promos that pop up. I have an EV that I charge at home, so I don't really spend almost anything on gas ever, so this isn't as helpful for me, but I think other people are seeing the same promotion. Depending on when they sign up for the Bilt card, other people that got the Bilt card later have seen different promotions is what I've gathered from our group. But check your Bilt card, especially the Palladium. You might see that this is a promo that's active and be able to get a boost and choose to actually use your Bilt card for getting gas while prices are much higher. And I've talked on the show often about how I buy Hilton points every single year. I only buy that when they have a 100% bonus. Right now, they are doing that. It may be targeted, so you might not see 100%, but I think most people are seeing 100%. That means that you can buy Hilton points for half a cent per point. That is the best time to buy Hilton points. I max out. That means buying 240,000 points and getting 240,000 points for free basically by doing so. That's the 100% bonus. It costs you essentially $2,400 to do that, but that is what allows us to be able to get outsized value for our points and not have to burn through our Amex points or our transferable points. We can use those for more like airlines and other things. And I had a full episode on this. If you go to our podcast library and you search for the episode with Travel Like Tommy or buying points, you're going to find a lot of information on that. But the gist of this is if I can buy points for $2,000 as an example and use that to stay in a hotel where the cash price would be $4,000, that's a win for me. That's when I'm going to do it all the time. So buying points is when I've already bought my Hilton points for the year, so I'm maxed out. But if you haven't yet, this is a great window of opportunity for you to do so. And lastly, in some conference news, I am going to be at the Toronto Points Festival next week. So I'm looking forward to getting a chance to meet any and all of you who will be there in person for a weekend of chatting points and miles and networking. So please, if you see me there, don't hesitate to come up to me, shake my hand, chat. Would love to chat with any of you that will be there. And I believe there are still a few tickets available, so we'll have a link to that if you do need tickets for that and you are interested in attending. We'll make sure to have that linked in the show notes. And then lastly, I will be also, and I'm not speaking at that conference, I will be speaking at the Chicago Points Festival here in October. I won't be speaking in Toronto. I'm just there kind of hanging out, meeting people and networking. But I also will be speaking, it's a joint conference, so it's the Women in Pediatrics Retreat. That's back-to-back with the Pediatric CEO Conference. I'm giving three presentations there, two on points and miles, and one on kind of 201 level financial planning for business owners. So we're going to talk through business valuations, how to know what you need to do to sell your practice and business in the future, and et cetera, et cetera. So if you are interested in attending that, we'll have a link to that conference as well. As well as if you are going to be there, I would love to get a chance to connect with you in person. I know that's a lot more of a niche when it comes to the women and pediatric side. But again, I'd love to connect with anyone that's going to be there as well. And hopefully post that conference and both of these conferences, we'll see an influx of new people into our communities as well that have just gotten into the world of points and miles after that retreat, after I dropped all the knowledge on them about what points and miles can do, or just from networking with people at the Toronto Points Festival. With that, I will cut this one off. I hope each and every one of you have a fantastic week and weekend. We're going to be spending some time in Charleston, South Carolina this weekend, so excited for that. So looking forward to connecting with any of you at the following weekend. Hope you have a fantastic week. And as always, ending on a note of gratitude, I appreciate each and every one of you that takes time to listen to this show every single week, that comments on our content online, that comments and is in the WhatsApp community, that reads our newsletters, does all the things. I appreciate each and every one of you. Keeps me motivated, keeps me fired up. So thank you so much. Have a great week. Take care.
Hi, I'm Mike Siegel, and man, oh man, do I love talking about travel. You think I'd get enough of it, touring the world as a stand-up comedian, or just going off on my own personal adventures around the world? No, when I get home, I still have to talk about it. That's how much I love travel. So every week I sit down with a friend, a travel expert, influencer, expat, or anyone from any walk of life who shares my passion for travel. So if you want to hear a fun, casual, off-the-cuff chat about travel from people who love it, listen to the Travel Tales Podcast with me, Mike Siegel, wherever you get your podcasts.
Quick question. Do you want travel tips from people who have actually been there?
Our show is co-hosted by Tim Johnson, an award-winning travel journalist who's been to more than 145 countries around the world. And I'm David Brody, the other co-host who's been travel podcasting for 20 years while traveling to 50-plus countries around the world.
In about 10 or 20 minutes per show, we break down a destination with the kind of insight you usually only get from long guidebooks or hours of research.
So if you want expert advice, zero fluff, and travel inspiration that you can actually use, search for Travel in 10 wherever you listen to podcasts, or you can also find us at voyescape.com.
The New York Times named the Frommer's Travel Podcast one of the 13 best for travel. Why did they like it? Well, they said, and I quote, "With charisma and candor, Pauline Frommer discusses the charms and ongoing transformations of places near and far, whether on the islands of Hawaii or on safari in Tanzania." Pretty nice, huh? We post new podcasts weekly, talking about travel from every angle. I hope you'll tune in.
Hey guys, Aaron Miller here from Armchair Explorer, and I just wanted to let you know that our new series is out now. We've got kite skiing across Antarctica, Aboriginal storytellers, and the craziest whitewater race in the world. We're going on a bucket list hike across Italy. We're going to the fjords of Norway in search of the Northern Lights and lots, lots more. Our goal is to take you on the trip of a lifetime every single week. You can find Armchair Explorer on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you're listening right now, and at VoiceScape.com.